Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another evening of Rolling Energy. Tonight is our military tribute. We want to thank each and every person that served tonight in the military. We thank you so much for your service and all that you gave. Some gave some gave all. Every one of you, present, past, and future, to serve are extremely appreciated, and we thank you. Tonight, I want to thank some of the radio people that help us with the radio board, because honestly, without them, we wouldn't be able to bring you the show because we're always driving. I want to thank Richard and Joey Matwishin, Sean Doc Farrell, Diana Anderson, and Teresa and Scott Shriver for helping us and doing what they do. Again, without them, we couldn't do it. Also, this show is strictly educational and informational and informative information. We are not here to cure, treat, or try to diagnose any kind of medical cures or medical illnesses. So please refrain from asking. We'll have to cut you off. We'll also not talk about any kind of income as well. Strictly educational and informational. With that being said, my name is Gary Shaw. I'll be your host this evening. I've got a little marketing degree and a little business degree, but the next gentleman I'm going to bring up is my mentor, my friend, known him for years and years and years, and my business partner. And he has an MBA in business. He actually taught college students as well as graduate students on the art of business, from business development, strategy planning, creative writing and business, all aspect of businesses. He's had a couple linear businesses that has basically been into the millions of dollars in income. He's also basically has a speech degree, a psychology degree, taught marketing and on a college and graduate student level, and is better known for taking people around the world out into the middle of nowhere, into nature, and showing them edible weeds and taking them on weed walks. With further ado, let's give Herb Samuels a round of applause. But first, everyone please get a pen and piece of paper and take some extreme notes, because Herb's going to take you into history. He's going to bring you up a little bit up to basically 2012, and then he's going to take you way out into the future, but then he's going to bring you back to the reality. So get a pen, get a piece of paper, and listen extremely close to what he has to say, because it is valuable information, and you will be amazed at what you hear from this young gentleman. Thank you, Professor Herb.
I'm here. How are things sounding?
Great. Sounding great.
Marvelous. Sure, we'll be glad to do so. Everybody that's listening this evening, first of all, if you're a veteran or active military, we certainly appreciate your service. Can't be appreciative enough. Freedom is not free. And for everyone else, I certainly appreciate your time this evening. I'm going to be very brief, cover a lot of information. And the reason that Gary said take notes, and that is as things come to mind, please just jot them down. That way we'll be able to get everything answered for you, either on the show tonight or as a follow-up from the individual who invited you to the show. For people who are first-time listeners, you will be in a situation this evening where you will automatically be eligible for freebies. And these freebies are Nikola Tesla-inspired energy modalities, some of the most revolutionary inventions on the planet. So you'll be very appreciative, again, to the individual who made you aware of this opportunity. With that, let me start a little back in history, about 1900. Young man came to America. His name was Nikola Tesla. He was a mechanical engineer, an electrical engineer, a physicist. He's best known as being a futurist. You may have heard of the Tesla car. It is Elon Musk's brand of cars and trucks coming. And it specifically was named after Nikola Tesla because Nikola, in 1895, predicted self-driving cars. And That was pretty futuristic, wouldn't you agree? And he did a lot of other work on, you know, some of the most amazing constructs in our world, specifically AC, the Niagara Project. And in the 20s, he was working on something called quantum resonating energy. We're going to talk a lot about that this evening. And ultimately, everything in this universe is quantum resonating energy. And we're beginning to have the opportunity to harness it and put it together for practical purposes. Again, Mr. Tesla was foreseeing that becoming a part of our world over 100 years ago. So let me jump ahead in history to 2012. Young man in New Hampshire, his name was Mike Hassler, was invited to the Tesla convention that year. And for those of you that are familiar with the Tesla convention, it's an esoteric event in which some of the sharpest individuals in the world are honored with an invitation. And I highly recommend that you research it if you have an interest. But the bottom line is that Mike was invited. His father, Rick, basically had some reservations about letting his son go because it was in Germany that year. And his son, Mike, had, you know, kind of a limited exposure to the world. He was from New Hampshire. And Rick was concerned, and I'm going to say this respectfully, but of sending his son across the pond by himself to be with some of the geekiest people in the world. So he basically said, you're not going, Mike. And Mike, fortunately, was very, very resilient, very persistent. And he eventually convinced his dad that he needed to be there. And his dad condescended. He said, all right, Mike, you're going, but there's a catch. And that catch is, I'm going with you. Now, he had recently sold, again, this was Rick Hassler, the father. He had recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company after 25 years of business development to Kyocera of Japan, international company for big bucks. So Rick wasn't looking for another business opportunity. They went to the convention. They were both in the lectures, you know, and the breakout sessions, and boy, did they have a lot of information presented to them. Came back to the United States, and Rick pretty much pigeonholed what he had heard. It was pretty incredible. You know, he heard some pretty intelligent individuals with esoteric information, but he thought it was way out there like Star Trek or Star Wars or, you know, basic science fiction. No possible application in today's world. And then he was startled when his son Mike said to him, Dad, I believe I could develop something practical. I believe we could impact the world. And at that point, Rick couldn't believe it. He said, what are you talking about? And Mike said, I got it, Dad. I really, you know, I had some good ideas before I went. Now I have some great ideas, and I believe I can make it happen. And Rick looked at him, and he said, are you serious? And Mike said, as serious as I've ever been in my life. And Rick has a lot of confidence in his children. He has five of them. And he said, all right, what do you need, Mike? And Mike said, money, Dad. And that really wasn't an object. So he said, for what? And at that point, Mike started spelling out, I need state-of-the-art computer equipment. I need blue light equipment. I need the ability to embed frequencies into aqueous solutions and other storage devices. I need, went on and on, basically detailing the fundamentals of a quantum physics laboratory. And Rick, you know, kind of was conservative, and he said, are you sure that's going to cost us a lot of money? Mike said, hey, it's just like sand on the beach when it comes to what's going to happen, Dad. And at that point, Rick gave him the checkbook. Mike went shopping, and it didn't take very long until he was working in his new laboratory. And he worked, and he was diligent, and he came up with some great ideas, and he came up with lots of failures, and ultimately, in a relatively short period of time, he came up with an idea that was patentable. They filed for a patent. They received that patent. And that was the beginning of what ultimately began this breakthrough in technology that you're about to hear about tonight. That first invention was something called Relief. And basically what it is that The first part of the patent is that we have the ability to isolate frequencies from given sources. Everything on this planet has a resonating energy, whether you're looking through a windshield or glass in your house or your glasses, or whether you're eating a fruit or you're eating a vegetable. They have a specific resonating frequency, as does everything, concrete, minerals, vitamins. Doesn't matter what material, they all resonate exclusively the way only that specific item resonates. And the second part of the patent was, once we isolate a frequency, we have the ability to embed it, to put that frequency into a storage device, and I'm going to call that a battery just for simplicity's sake, because everybody can understand batteries store energy. This is a little different. It's quantum resonating energy, but it's the same concept. And they work with various substrates. They came up with something that over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of experiments proved to be very reliable. And those are holograms and carbon fiber materials. And they hold the energy very efficiently without it changing. And here is where the world literally began to change. Here is where the magic occurs. When one of these batteries comes into the proximity of anything with an energy field, that could be a plant, that could be an animal, or it could be a human, the recipient has the amazing benefit from that resonating energy in the battery to react in the same fashion as if they had consumed the original emanating source, you know, the source that was emanating the energy, or as if they had been in the proximity of the original emanating source. What did I just say? That's not possible, is it? That's crazy. You know, maybe in 20 years, maybe in 50 years, but not now. Didn't happen in 2012, did it? Well, turns out it did. And I couldn't get my head around it the first time I heard that, but somebody was smart enough to kind of give me, you know, a reason to begin to think this might be a possibility. And what they said is, do you know what the sun is? And I said, duh. And they said, are you aware that mammals, when they are exposed to the sun, even a blind man, it doesn't take very long until vitamin D3 begins to develop in their body based upon the quantum resonating energy exposure, and the body will never produce too much. It can't overdose based upon sun exposure. It will only produce what it needs. And I said, yeah, I'm aware. Vitamin D3, you know, kind of, I always said, comes from the sun, but that's a bad statement. And at that point, they said, and are you aware that man hasn't been able to emulate anything in the way of a supplement to create vitamin D3 in the body that works as efficiently as does the sun? And again, didn't take my mind a whole lot of time to realize, well, you know, divine development probably trumps man's ability to develop anything. So I gave it to the guy. I said, yeah, it sounds good. And he said, bingo, you got it. And at that point, I had an epiphany. You know, that was, hey, you know, these frequencies do impact us. There's no question about it. And what they have done with, you know, kind of this new technology is that they put a battery together that holds the energy just like the original source, like the sun or like the earth or, you know, whatever they want to embed into it. And here is the you know, basic first patent, the third part of it. And the first practical application is that they embedded over, and now it has morphed and continually be developed and become more and more effective. There are now more than 100 frequencies in this modality. It looks like a Band-Aid. It's about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. It's a peel and stick, and it is called Relief. When you put one of these on, it does exactly that. It provides relief. No chemicals of any kind. It's energy only. And you stick it where it hurts. If you have anxiety and stress, if you have physical discomfort, if you have nausea, if you have indigestion, if you have any other complication that needs some kind of benefit leading to relief, it doesn't get any simpler than putting one of these Band-Aids on, one of these patches, one of these batteries. They work for about 72 hours, simply peel it off, replace it with a new one. Certainly simpler than getting some kind of chemical from the pharmacy or your grocery store or getting a prescription drug, and none of the side effects or complications. Again, energy only. We can't, you know, have a chemical reaction to chemicals that don't exist, and they don't exist in these batteries. Energy only. The only complication, if you want to call it a complication, is that the body is primarily water. And as such, if you want optimal benefits from all of the batteries that I'm going to talk about right now, and I'm going to do it very quickly, you need to hydrate. Drink lots of water. I don't mean beer. I don't mean tea. I don't mean soda pop, because in a lot of cases, they tend to actually dehydrate the body. I mean water. So moving on, the company developed a nitro battery. And what it does is it stimulates the natural nitric oxide production in the body. Nitric oxide is something that naturally is produced in the cardiovascular system. It's a gas. And as a youth, you had a plethora of that gas, lots of it. But unfortunately, as we get older, it begins to wane. By the time we're about 30, we've lost about 30% production. I'm sorry, about age 40, we've lost 30% production. By the time we're 50, we lose about another 20% production. So we're down to, unfortunately, about 50% of what we had when we were at our peak. Why is that not good? Well, it's not good because nitric oxide, back in 1998, there were a couple pharmacologists, actually three of them, that were working on, you know, kind of figuring out the pathways in which nitric oxide impacts mammals. And they received a Nobel Physics Prize based upon that original work. What we know, and we know an awful lot about that, and just a couple takeaways, is that they found that nitric oxide is a natural vasculator. It literally affords your entire cardiovascular system to, I'll say, you know, again, bad description, but open up so that you get better dissemination of nutrients and oxygen to every cell in your body. I think you heard me. Did I say oxygen? Is that important? Well, think about it. If you don't think it's important, just quit breathing for a month, and then we'll talk about that. Yeah, right. I don't know who you'll be talking to, but it sure won't be me. And the other side of that is that if you indeed add oxygen, you know, if you take a supplement, you find a tank and you hop on some oxygen, or if you hyperventilate, you'll find that by adding oxygen, you get, you know, more and more oxygen into your cells, you will perform better. You'll have better performance in every aspect of your life: mental clarity and focus, physical activity, recovery after exertive physical activity. Talk to a, you know, a kind of an athlete, and they'll tell you they're already supplementing with nitric oxide, and they'll tell you why when you ask them. And they'll say something like, I get, you know, much faster bursts of energy and I recover quicker, or triple the pump and half the recovery time. Well, don't you want that in every aspect of your life? These simple resonators, these simple batteries, stick them on. They last 72 hours, swap it out again, and you'll be performance focused in every aspect of your life, even in the bedroom. So don't miss kind of bringing yourself back to a more youthful version of yourself. Moving on, we have a CBD battery. CBD cannabidiol from, in this particular case, we use full spectrum organic CBD, and it's frequencies only. So if you have a CDL, or you're active military, or you're a veteran, or you work for the federal government or state government, or you work for a local school district, not to worry, because there's no chemicals of any kind. So there's no, you know, potential problems with a random drug test. And best of all is that because these resonators have energy in them, they last 72 hours if you get the peel and stick version, or we have another version, kind of looks like a pet tag. It's in carbon fiber. It's guaranteed unconditionally for a year. Everything in the product line, by the way, is unconditionally guaranteed. So if you step forward and you decide to procure some, you have no financial risk because the company guarantees satisfaction. So putting a CBD resonator on for 72 hours, if you're using the little peel and stick, you're going to stimulate your endocannabinoid system. Why is that important? Well, back in the 70s, Dr. McCollum was doing research on marijuana, actually, at the time, you know, cannabis. Again, that has nothing to do with what we have. We have, again, full-spectrum organic CBD energy-only modality. There's no THC in it. It's not like marijuana. But the bottom line is it does trigger the endocannabinoid system. And the endocannabinoid system, which was discovered in Israel back in the 70s, again, is in every mammal. And what it guides the body to do is bring itself back into balance, balance of your endocrine system, your nervous system, your cardiovascular system, your muscular skeletal system, your digestive system, every system. How important is it to be in balance? Major. If it's out of balance, you begin to, you know, kind of feel discomfort, or you feel, you know, again, something that you want relief from, or in chronic conditions, you end up with some kind of horrible disease developing. Last thing in the world you want to do. So jump on board, take advantage of optimizing your health. And you don't have to worry about dosage. You don't have to worry about frequency. How often do I take this? Because it's much better than expensive, very, very expensive alternatives in the marketplace. Moving on, we have a burn patch. If you want to lose some inches and pounds, if you want to naturally detox, if you want to suppress some of your cravings for crazy things like sugar and carbohydrates, put one of these simple burn batteries on and watch what begins to happen. Dramatically will transform your body, losing inches and pounds. You're going to become a healthier version of yourself. We have a sleep patch. Sleep is so critical in optimal health. The restorative part of our becoming as healthy as we can, you know, when we go into REM sleep or stage four sleep, our body begins to repair. And these simple batteries facilitate a lot of deep, effective, restorative sleep. When you wake up after having a sleep patch, a facilitated night, you're going to be energized and ready to rock and roll. And we have a lot of other simple battery modalities, but I'm not going to talk about all of the patches tonight. I'm going to just mention one more, and that's Immunity. And it's awesome. I'll tell you, my personal experience is, you know, literally a raising my quality of life result. And I highly recommend that you try them. You'll find out for yourself. Then I'm going to move on, talk about three exclusive patented technologies. This company holds six patents. We're now beginning distribution effectively. We have 11 international distribution hubs, and we are rocking and rolling and really beginning to grow the exposure to these technologies rapidly. I hope that you join us. It's a mission to improve our world. And for veterans, you know, those with, you know, complications, you know, whether it's anxiety and stress, whether it's physical discomfort, whether it's financial challenges, we literally have something that will, you know, facilitate a shortcut to improving lives. So don't, you know, kind of hesitate. Going to move on, talk a little bit about the EMF technology. Okay, we have a simple, it's called an EMF shield, simple technology that you place on any device that emits electromagnetic frequency. That would be your cell phone, your router, your laptop, your notebook, smart appliances in your house, a smart meter on your house, goes on and on. Protect yourself from every one of those. And we could prove how well these inexpensive devices work. They're unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year. We have a simple device called a food freshness card. Revolutionary. One of the patents is specifically on this particular technology. What it does is it has frequencies embedded in it. It's a hologram about 6 inches by 6 inches. Sort of looks like a mouse pad on your home computer. And when you put that in the proximity of things that typically deteriorate relatively rapidly, it will extend their vibrancy, their vitality, their freshness, probably 50% and sometimes more. We have time-lapse independent laboratory studies. Don't take my word for it. Watch the evidence for yourself and get them as quickly as possible, because by not having them, next time you throw something out needlessly, it's just like burning your hard-earned cash for no reason. And the final item I'm going to talk about in the technological development line from this U.S.-manufactured, U.S. in-house research and development company with their own distribution centers worldwide is the earthing cart. It's amazing. It's awesome. It's off the boards. It is, and I could go on and just, you know, keep kind of putting exclamatories out there, but you need to experience it. Looks like a credit card. It's made out of carbon fiber, and it has frequencies embedded in it from the earth. It has frequencies embedded in it, including essential oils and CBD. And simply by having one of these in your hands, you're going to go through a transformation in which it's going to improve the energy levels in your body in every aspect of your life. We could prove and demonstrate very simply 50 seconds of holding the card that you become stronger. You get better range of motion. You get, you know, much improved balance. Some people get, you know, advantages of having incredible mental clarity and focus. Some people get a calming feeling. Some people get a feeling of well-being. It's going to be different for everybody, but over time, the more you are exposed to the card, the more benefit you get from the card. And it also mitigates the complications of 3G, 4G, and 5G, and we could demonstrate that. Don't take my word for any of this. Do your own personal prove it to yourself experiments. With that, I thank everybody for tuning in. Again, we really thank our military people, and I'm going to talk a little bit, very briefly, about creating a little additional income. No matter what your circumstances are, maybe you have no interest in additional income, but all of these products can easily become acquired through simply referring other people to this information. You never have to do a call like I just did. We have so many different ways of sharing the information, and all you do is invite people to the information. When they review it, if you become a brand partner, and it doesn't cost anything to be a brand partner, you'll get a self-replicated website. When they go to your website and they make a purchase, cha-ching, you just made money. And I highly recommend that you use some of that money and you buy the products. We have a lot of people that have become brand partners, didn't spend any money out of pocket in the beginning, and earned every product that we've ever made available and earned extra income on the side. So that's a pretty cool thing. If you want to kind of, you know, step up the game, if you want to, you know, purchase a package, we have packages with extreme value from $99 on up to thousands and thousands of dollars. The higher the value of the package, the more free product that you get when you acquire those. And again, they all come with unconditional guarantees. So kind of go to the site of the individual who invited you here, review the information, decide where you want to start as a brand partner for free, as a brand partner and buying a package, or maybe you just want to, you know, buy one of the items at retail. Whatever you want to do, it's your choice, but do it. Do not procrastinate. By sharing this information, you could begin to develop part-time income. If you get a little more serious, you could definitely develop full-time income working part-time. And for those of us that are caring and we really want to share the advantages of these technologies, we want to make a huge difference in people's lives around the world, step forward, step up to the game, start batting. You know, I believe we have Major Bob on. He'll be speaking next, and he'll tell you about one of the heroes of our sports agenda, you know, worldwide. You know, a really famous man, and he had a personal experience with him. Bottom line, he was all about performance. And don't you want to be all about performance in every aspect of your life? With that, again, get back to the individual who invited you. If you're a first-time guest, stick with us. In a minute, we're going to have the opportunity to hear from you so that you can claim your freebies. And with that, if Major Bob is available, we'd certainly like to hear from him now. Richard?
Major Bob is not unless he came in on another number.
Okay, if you would, Major Bob, if you happen to be available, press 1.
Well, someone did press 1, but that's not the number you gave me.
Okay. Is somebody from the 248 area, maybe?
Nope, 313.
Okay. Well, let's hear from our first-time listeners or whoever pressed 1. Hopefully Major Bob will show up soon. Let's hope.
This is Major Bob.
There we go.
All right.
Very
How
good.
You doing, Herb?
I'm doing great. Okay. We have Miranda, too. Whoa, a double dipper.
Right. I just want to share a story. In 1967, I was in Vietnam. The paratrooper was the 173rd Airborne Brigade. Just before I left Vietnam, my entire unit, one of our units was completely wiped out, except maybe 2 guys. At that time, I was very upset, depressed. I came back to the States, and when I got to San Francisco, the Atlanta Braves had just played the San Francisco Giants out at Candlestick Park. When I got to San Francisco Airport, the Braves chartered plane was there, and they asked the veterans, Vietnam veterans, from Atlanta, would we like to fly back to Atlanta on the chartered plane with the team? And I volunteered. I said, I sure would. I get on the plane, and I'm sitting next to Hank Aaron. And Hank was very quiet, you know, he was very respectful, and just had a beautiful flight from San Francisco to Atlanta. And when I found out that Hank had passed away, I called the Braves organization and to let them and to thank them for being so generous and so kind to Vietnam veterans. They really helped me to really overcome a lot of the adversities I had faced in Vietnam and just being on there. So I was just so excited, so happy to be able to talk to the Braves organization, and they were so kind and respectful and told me if I had anything, just get with them. So I got the number to give them a call back. And I just wanted to recommend one product that in the Army as a paratrooper, on one parachute jump, I hit the outside of the airplane, and it damaged my upper, like in the neck area. Just prior to talking on this call, I put on a couple of the CBD patches, and immediately there was relief from the discomfort. So I'm sitting up here talking to you now with a couple of the patches on and feeling really good. So I just wanted to share that little information with everybody to really thank all the veterans for your service. So that's about it, Irv.
Thank you, Major Bob. And all I could say is, you know, as soon as we could facilitate kind of making those original contacts with the sports organization, we're ready to give them the cutting edge.
That's right, because, you know, if it didn't work, I wouldn't recommend it. But I tell you, I got a couple of patches on right now, and it's working.
Terrific. They all work incredibly well. And I my experience, and again, I've been blessed that we've been introduced to this technology in a prior company that had private labeling. So I'm at 2.5 years already. And all I could say is that anybody that specifically takes the time to begin to use these, and, you know, sometimes they have to experiment, move them around a little to get the right placement. But it is universal that people get benefit from these modalities, and they're so much safer than any of the prescription drugs or, you know, medical alternatives. And even, you know, your typical supplements. I mean, ultimately, I'm one of the foremost authorities on edible weeds in the world, but there are certain people that have allergies to, you know, given weeds, or, you know, maybe their diet is such that when they add a specific natural weed or a natural, you know, again, vitamin, mineral, there could be a complication. And there's also the possibility of taking too much of a substance. None of that applies to our energy modalities. That's why it's the perfect futuristic solution to pretty much all the challenges that people are beginning to face, but it's available today. So I'm driven. Bob, I appreciate you so much. It's great hearing, you know, Miranda, you know, with you, and look forward to seeing you guys real soon. Thank you for being on board tonight.
Thank you.
Richard, would you like to see if there's any other people that would like to press one? And if you press one, you will be opened up on the board. We'll be able to, you know, hear from you. All we ask is that you give us your first name, you give us your location, you know, where you specifically are calling from, and if you'd be kind enough, also mention the individual who invited you to this call, because you, as a new first-time listener, get freebies, and so does the individual who invited you. So with that, press one. Richard, do we have anybody pending?
Yes. Yes, we do. 2008, I'm opening your mic. Go ahead. Tell us your name.
Well, I'm not a first-time listener. I happen to be a dear friend and business partner with Mr. Irv Samuels, who we just had the honor of hearing. I just wanted to dwell on one of the points that he made. And all of us sort of, I would imagine most of us have heard the commercial, try it, you'll like it. Okay. Well, I have utmost faith in Mr. Irv Samuels. I have utmost faith, in documentation. I happen to be a journalist, by trade. And, you know, with all the faith that I have in that, it's very convincing. I was a little bit, not suspicious, but I wasn't really 100% believing it. Okay? Well, try it. You like it. I tried it. I have sciatica. I don't know if you guys know what sciatica is, but it's truly a pain in the, you can fill in the blank.
We don't talk about disease, but we could mention that you have major discomfort, major.
You're absolutely correct. And all I want to say is that I applied the patches, and guess what? It works. It works. And that's it. So I do appreciate, the products. There's, I'm sure, more to come. I'm not sure. I guarantee there's more to come. And Irv is a walking encyclopedia. And I do also have the friendship, and I admire the veteran you just heard. And believe me, it helped him. I can assure you.
Thank
awesome.
You, Sheldon.
Can we get a great Kevin? Can we get a great write up now? Since you're a journalist, can we get something that would that we could put in maybe put in a news release?
He's working on it.
I was just going to say, that's definitely on the table. Yes. The answer is yes, emphatically.
Good. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Sheldon.
Richard, we have Sheldon. Okay, that's right, Sheldon. Thank you, Sheldon. Richard, we have anybody else? Just press one.
Okay. This is the time if anyone wants to share any of their stories or testimonials with the use of the products, or if they have a question for the brand partners, this is a time for you to press one and share your experiences with the people who are on the call here. If you'd like to do that, here we go. 5362, our wonderful friend Carol.
Hello.
Hi, Carol.
I think of something else. I love frequency patches. But I was just thinking about how easy, I mean, for me, you know, everybody's different, but I put like a strip of fabric that can go around your neck and then down in front, and I put the patches on there if it goes behind your neck. There, I'm a female, so I actually have it going around my head, too. And I put Wow and CBD and things on my head, Revive. But it's so easy. I mean, I just keep it on all the time except when I take a shower, and then every few days I feel like I need a new nitro or whatever, I just stick it on. And so now, after a while, I have so many patches on there. It almost looks like a reward ribbon. So I thought, well, if anybody sees it, they say, what's that? I'll say, well, that's my reward for starting up to use these things. Anyway, so that was just another thing. Just, you know, that wouldn't work for everybody, but I just
love it.
How
terrific. Some of my Filipino group in the Philippines, they wear the patches very apparently in the middle of their forehead. You know, they love putting the nitro up there because it's, you know, kind of an award winner and an attention grabber. And a lot of people put it on the outside of their shirt on the K27 spot. And people will definitely look at you and say, what is that? And, boy, that's an opener.
Well, that is true. That is true. And the new nitros are so pretty. They're little gold rectangles. So, yes, wear them and be proud.
That's it. Go and show. Go and show, everybody.
So, that's all.
Thank you for calling in. We always love to hear from you. Makes us all smile.
Oh, I love to make people smile. That makes y'all make me smile too, because you've given me a lot more energy with patches.
Terrific. It will get better. Just keep at it. Keep combining and experimenting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Anyone else want to share their story, their experiences? Any of the other brand partners, just press 1.
In the meantime, while we're waiting, I'll kind of go into the detail on my personal experiences with the immunity patch. It has been phenomenal for me. Specifically, I was first introduced to it when they announced that it was available. I ordered it immediately, didn't even read the instructions, and I put one on. Just so happened at that time that I put it on, I had some kind of crazy Niagara Falls coming out of my nose. And it didn't take very, and I was, you know, kind of, I guess, looking forward to a miserable night. And it was surprising at how rapidly it began to dry up that nasal discharge, you know, kind of turned it into just a little drip. And I was thinking I was going to, you know, have one of those miserable nights in which you blow through a whole box of Kleenex and you wake up all the time and you end up, you know, Rudolph the Red. And in the morning, you wake up even more miserable than the night before. Well, that's not what happened. As a matter of fact, it was simply amazing to me at how rapidly I was able to fall asleep. You know, again, nasal congestion had improved dramatically. You know, the discharge had pretty much been, you know, removed or improved phenomenally. And I fell asleep. Woke up maybe a couple of times during the night, but, you know, not miserable. I just was sort of reflecting, actually, that I feel pretty good. And by the time I woke up in the morning, I was clear. I was, you know, kind of over whatever had happened the night before. Well, that was one experience. Two other times since then, I have a, you know, major allergy to cat dander. Have my entire life. Fully cognizant of that allergy, and and I'm kind of cautious when I go into houses with cats, or if I think there's cats there, I, you know, have to be aware and, you know, plan on being by the window or plan on, you know, staying there for a really brief period of time, because it doesn't take very long until those allergies kick up. My eyes start to water, then my nose starts to run, and if I'm exposed much longer, I break out in welts and hives. I obviously have an intense allergy to cat dander. Well, I was at Scott Rosenberry's house, and he has a cat. Cat came over to me, as most animals do. I'm, you know, kind of attracting animal activity more than I ever have. And that's another story, but I think that's based upon carrying so many of these energy modalities. But the cat came over. I started playing with it. My eyes, sure enough, started to water. Didn't take very long. My nose started to run. And I said, Scott, I'm going outside. And he said, for what? I said, I'm going to grab a patch. He said, I have, you know, immunity patch. I said, no, let me go. You know, and I wanted to go out and get some fresh air. And that's what I did. I went out and I put an immunity patch on my wrist, came in. And Scott was kind of clocking it. 8 minutes later, I was clear. I had no signs of that allergy. Played with the cat the rest of the time I was there, and no recurring symptoms of any kind. Another time, I was again back at, you know, Scott's. I didn't have an immunity patch. You know, now I'm pretty, you know, kind of diligent about having it, you know, on all the time. I usually have one on my lanyard, on the plastic holder around my lanyard, so I'm always kind of impacted by the immunity benefit. But this particular time, didn't have one on, and again, same thing started to happen. Eyes started to water, nose started to run, and Scott gave me a patch, and we counted the time. This time, it didn't kind of happen as quickly. You know, it was like 10 minutes, and I still wasn't getting any relief, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to go into one of those, you know, welts and hive, you know, kind of reactions. And so Scott got me another patch, put it on the other wrist, and I would say within, you know, minutes of putting on that second patch, it absolutely impacted me in a fashion that it cleared all the symptoms. So may take more than one. Don't know, you know, what the specific circumstances will be for any of you. Just so happens on that particular battery, the manufacturer recommends two. But for me, I've been able to get away with one up until the last experience where I did two. Anybody press one yet?
Yes, we have Sheila. Hold on 1 second.
Cool.
I just have a question. How many people that called in today that are on this call know just two people that they'd like to help? Just two. If you don't tell them, they don't know. So picture this. If I lived next door to you and you knew I had some discomfort, would you keep it to yourself or would you present it to them? This is so easy to just invite people to the call. I mean, I've never been in anything or done anything easier than what this is. So think about the two people that you would like to help, just two for now. How many people do you know that would love to hear about this? And that's my message, and I'm sticking to it.
That's marvelous, Sheila. So right on target. I mean, understand that this is doable. You know, again, it's not a complicated system. The structure of the compensation, there's 8 ways that they pay us, but one of them, if you choose to develop a team, requires you to simply develop two teams, two people, and then help them duplicate that process. Everybody can do that. You know, whether it's some kind of health complication, whether it's the fact that they're into a lot of electronic gadgets in their house and they should be made aware of how to protect themselves from that electromagnetic frequency, or whether maybe there's a financial complication going in that family. Don't you think those people would love to have a survival rope, you know, kind of a life preserver thrown to them so that they can create some additional income to get them through the challenges that they're worried about every day? And that brings up another, you know, reality, and that is anxiety and stress. If they're having, you know, those complications, why not guide them to a simple, effective, inexpensive solution. One that, again, on this call, we give those resonators away. We give them away. So it's not even a matter of cost in the beginning. And then if they share with others, they could begin to get checks. They could buy anything they want without having to spend their money. So it's never a financial burden. And that kind of leads me to a quick story. I was in a store within the last half hour or so, or hour, and I needed a little gas. I'm headed to Orlando and have, you know, some silly hotel somewhere. This is one of those nights that I'm not going to be out in the woods. I don't know why, but chose to kind of go luxury this evening. And ultimately, I went into this little gas station in a little town in, you know, the middle of nowhere, and I passed out an invitation to the clerk that was taking my money for the gasoline. And I never buy very much gasoline because I want the opportunity to, you know, expose my opportunity to as many people as I can. So, you know, if I go over $10 in gas ever, it's very rare because, you know, you could go to three gas stations and fill up your vehicle or whatever, and that's three exposures, you know, anytime you want. Share the blessings. Well, I invited the clerk to the radio show, and while I'm inviting him, there is this tall individual, she or he, I couldn't quite determine exactly, you know, what, you know, what, I won't go into the detail of how amazing this woman guy was, but she immediately said, what was that radio show? Well, you know, she asked, you know, and I said, wait a minute, I'll go get you an invitation. And I went out to the vehicle and I brought in another invitation for her. And she said, well, what do they talk about? And I said, it's about Tesla-inspired energy. And she said, oh, that's awesome. And in the meantime, this young Mexican individual or Mexican-American individual was listening. As soon as I mentioned Tesla, he was on it. I mean, he wanted to know what was going on. And I said, I'll get you an invitation. Well, it turned out he was parked at the gas pump next to me outside. So when he came out, I said, you have a minute? I'd like to show you a magic experiment. And he said, oh, yeah, I'll give you a minute. And sure enough, got out the earthing card. It did the strength test. 50 seconds later, we did the second part of the test. And he was dramatically, dramatically stronger. He couldn't believe it. You know, I sent in, and then I got his information. I texted him an invitation to our radio show. Whether he made it tonight is incidental because he's interested. I have his information to continue to follow up until we ultimately make a contact where he's in front of that information. And I asked him in parting, I said, could you use some extra income? And what do you think he said? So I hope that opens your vision to the possibilities. Don't miss an opportunity. With that, back to you, Richard.
Okay, and thank you, Sheila. Anyone else want to share tonight? You got a chance here.
Gary, anything are you clear? Can you give little information on your experience with the burn?
No, I'm checking out.
Okay, anybody else available this evening? Just press 1.
And no one's pressing, Irv.
Okay, well, we certainly appreciate everybody for tuning in this evening. We do this radio blog show every single day at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, except for Tuesday and Friday. So
we
please come back.
Irv.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hold on a second. 3640, go ahead.
Liz Workman, I'm feeling better and better every day. I'm getting stronger. I have the earthing cord with me all the time.
Terrific. What do you do with the earthing cord at night, Elizabeth?
I put it under my pillow.
Now, that's a perfect place for it. And what do you notice? Anything specifically when you put it under your pillow? Is it helping in any way?
I don't notice that, but I notice that I'm much stronger than what I've been for quite a while.
Terrific.
I have more energy. I don't have as much problem with my digestive system. I have what they call a moderate hiatal hernia, and I've been having to take a lot of Thompson stuff. In the last 3 or 4 days, I haven't had any.
That's great.
I haven't had any problem. Very little problem. I notice that's going away. And I don't know. I feel more like myself.
I love it. Have you tried to energize any fluids with the earthing card yet?
Yeah, I do. I do with my water.
Okay.
I do. Mm-hmm. And then I did what you said, to put 4 glasses under my bed.
Okay.
And my husband doesn't snore anymore.
Wow, that's phenomenal. I love
I'm
it.
I'm not kidding. I used to have to, I'd wake him up and tell him to turn over. He was snoring. I couldn't sleep. And I haven't noticed that lately.
Sure. Has he noticed any improvement in his sleeping by any chance yet?
I don't know.
Okay.
He hasn't said anything. He hasn't said anything, but I know that he quit snoring all the time.
Wow. That's a first for me. I heard that one before. That's cool. Love it.
You haven't heard that before?
I have not, no. But we'll hear it a lot, I'm sure. Just keep sharing. You know, there's millions and millions and millions and millions of snorers around the world, no doubt about it.
I am feeling much stronger.
That's great. Have you had the chance to kind of experiment demonstrating the ability to improve people's strength with the earthing card? Have you had that opportunity yet?
I haven't. I guess I don't understand what you're doing.
Okay. We have some.
I'd have to see it done.
Okay. Great. And we do have some archived videos that we could all kind of, you know, show you where to find those.
How do I get the videos?
They're archived. No, they're archived in your back office on the Nature's Frequencies video channel, and I'll send you another link to those videos so that you can, you know, go there real easily.
Okay.
Yep, it'll be great. You'll see it in action.
Okay. And
cool.
I have invited people into the calls, but I don't know whether they've been in or not. And one was in Chicago. I called him. They put on Facebook, and I know they're having problems, and these are people that I know. So
sure.
I text them. I called the one, and I told him about it. I don't know whether he ever got on the call. And then I told another girl, I asked her to call me, and I'd give her a telephone number, and I haven't heard from her, but twice I text her. She was having a lot of difficulties health-wise, and she hasn't called me. So I don't know. People around here just aren't easy to deal with.
I find the same reality everywhere, but every once in a while, like today, I talked to hundreds of people. I was at Webster, a large flea market, and maybe I actually 1,000 people today. And out of those 1,000, I had, a lot of people that, received the invitation to the radio show, and they may or may not, eventually listen. It doesn't really matter. I'm sorting through people. But I did have two out of the 1,000 people that I talked to that, they wanted to stay with me. They wanted more information. They just, they were leaning so much towards this information. And there are those people out there. You just keep working until you, kind of cross the paths with the people that are leaning towards you. I learned a long time ago, kind of the silly story is only kiss the women that are leaning towards you. And that's how this works. That's how this works.
Right. Yeah.
So keep
trying,
sharing.
But like I say, family is the worst.
They are. Don't get frustrated. And, You know, eventually in their time, they'll come around. You know, it's what it's about. Persistence gets the cat.
Well,
thank you
anyhow,
for calling.
I have a caretaker that comes in here to help with my husband. And today I had a recliner. And they're not real. This one wasn't a real big one, but it was heavy. And I was getting rid of it, and I was going to take it to the mission, and she said that she thought her daughter could use it. We carried it out to her truck. I mean, I went up steps and everything. I'm 83. I'm going to be 83. And when we got up to the truck, she was all out of breath, and she couldn't believe that I wasn't out of breath, and I wasn't. But she was out of breath.
You had an earthing card. You know, the performance is in your court. Are you also using nitric oxide by any chance?
Yes, uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I do
that.
Smart.
And I have this CBD on.
Okay, cool.
What else I can... I have the wow sticker, too.
Oh,
yes.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Went into Pittsburgh yesterday and was shopping all day long, and I couldn't get over that I didn't get tired. I walked all over Pittsburgh there. We went into quite a few places, and I didn't have any problem at all.
Love it. Love it. It will only get better. You know, I'm giddy. I'm so happy for you. You know, just keep up the great job. Keep getting younger.
I've been on the call couple times and I was going to say something and I didn't, but I thought I'll wait until I really notice a difference, and I'm really noticing it now.
Very, very good. We appreciate your being with us, and you know, come back often. Thank you.
Well, I will.
Okay.
And we'll keep working. I'll keep trying to get people interested, but I'd like to kind of build it up a little bit, but we'll see.
Sheila, are you still on board? Would you like to give Elizabeth just a little advice if you happen to still be with us?
I'm here.
Okay.
Elizabeth? I missed her name. I'm sorry.
Elizabeth.
I go by Liz. Just Liz. Just plain Liz.
Hi, Liz. Nice to meet you. And we're in the same age range, too. And I thought maybe you'd like to know that. Yes.
Okay.
I'll be 82 in May.
Well, I'm going to be 83 in July.
Oh, so we're close.
Yeah, both young puppies. That's a good thing, you know,
we're
especially.
Queen ages.
Okay. Great.
Anyway, it takes a little bit of practice, and don't count the no's, count the yes's. And this business is not for everybody, so you have to understand that. And you just keep on doing what you're doing, and it will happen. It will absolutely happen. And Irv or myself, if you want us to be on the call with you when you call these people, let us know, and we'd be happy to do that with you.
Okay.
But what you want to do is say, we have limited space on the call, and I would hate for you to call in and get a busy signal. So I need to know, I have a long list of people that are trying to get on this call. I need to know now if you definitely can be on the call. And so they possibly will commit that they will. Yes, life gets in the way, and sometimes they don't make it. But if you're persistent with them, don't give up because they said they didn't show up once or twice. I just worked with a gentleman that I thought he was leading me on, actually, and he really wasn't. It would interfere with his work. And he finally got on, and he became a grand partner.
Mm-hmm.
So you never really know. You just keep after them, or you know, drip on them and say, I just want to say hello, how you doing, and we have a call coming up tonight. Are you available? And so on and so forth. Just don't get discouraged. Mm-hmm. Don't count the no's.
Right.
Great advice. Simple. Thank you both. Well, you know, you're such a vital part of the energy that, you know, our team is bringing together. It's just remarkable the people we are attracting. Thank you. Thank you.
Right. Well, thank you. I'm glad I ran into this and got to, because I really 2 years ago they didn't think I was going to live, and I'm doing very good right now. Very good. I used to have a few good days. Now I'm having mostly all good days.
That's great.
That's wonderful.
Wow.
I'm sending you positive energy and positive thinking. Always change the negativity into the positive, and you can smile.
Okay.
It's
right.
True.
Okay. I'll keep trying.
Very good. Thank
yeah,
you both.
I would be interested in some videos. Pardon
yep,
me?
I'll get...
Okay, I have a small version of the videos so that maybe it would click. I'm looking it up now. Just
great.
Deal with me for a couple of minutes. Do you have something to write with, Liz?
Oh, well, I'll connect the two
okay.
of you, Sheila. We'll get
okay.
it.
Okay, oh, very good.
Very good.
I'll have to get something. Just one moment.
Well, we'll get it to you, you know, on Facebook. Sheila's very active on Facebook.
Pardon me?
Richard, any other ones?
No one else.
Okay.
Liz, Irv's got to get you together with Sheila, so to get them.
Great. Right. You don't have to worry about getting paper. We'll handle it. It's all good. Well, thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Sheila, and thank you, Liz. No one else is on? Coming up with
okay.
Pressing one at this time. We're very limited here, so.
Okay, very good. I certainly appreciate everybody for tuning in this evening. Again, tomorrow evening at 9 p.m., corporate has the webinar. You could go into your back office if you're already a brand partner and just click on the link, or you could go to tinyurl.com/sharingtools, get down to the pink area and click on the link. Or if you're new, you could specifically get back to the individual who invited you, and they'll be glad to share that webinar address with you. And then we're back here on Wednesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Please invite some guests so that you can share the blessings with others. They'll receive freebies, and you get rewarded for your efforts. So with that, thank you very much, Richard. Thanks, everybody, for participating. Thank you, Major Bob. Thanks all the veterans that have contributed to the freedom that we have. We can't thank you enough. Good night, everyone. We'll hear you
soon.
Good
night. Thank you, Irv. Thank you, Irv. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight.